No, we're going to talk with Shane Phelan, who of course is from this parish, or I suppose the parish of Ballybunion originally. He's legal affairs editor at the Irish Independent, and he's with me on the line to talk about the legal action initiated against the Kerry Rose Festival Limited in the High Court this week. Shane, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
What do we know about what action is being taken here? It's a shareholder in the Rose of Tralee, Dick Hengler, who's taking it.
Yeah, so he's initiated a case this week. It's known as a liquidated debt case, and our understanding is that this relates to a loan that he advanced to Kerry Rose Festival Limited some time ago, and he's seeking repayment of the loan. The loan is just north of 96,000 euros. So something of a bombshell, Jerry, I suppose, when a shareholder in the festival company goes after the company itself. Mr. Hengler, he owns just under a third of the company, and very interesting backstory, I suppose, to him and his involvement with it. His daughter Dorothy was the 2011 Washington Rose. Mr. Hengler himself is based near Baltimore in Maryland, in the United States, and he has his wife Eileen is from Killarney originally, so strong Kerry connections there. But Dorothy died tragically 3 years after she was the Washington Rose. She suffered from cancer. She had a brain tumor, and Mr. Hengler and his wife, they subsequently bought the Fells Point Hotel, which had been home to the festival for a number of years, and they refurbished it, expanded it. It was renamed the Rose Hotel, and the association with the hotel continued for a number of years, but it ended there in 2022. With the festival kind of moving its base to another hotel in the town, and obviously the televised selection event going out to MTU. Maybe signs there of some issues, maybe perhaps. We don't really know. It hasn't really been spoken about publicly, but it's clear that there have been some unhappy differences in recent times, culminating in this lawsuit.
Do we have a timeline, Shane, I know it's a difficult question given the amount of cases that come before the courts and other issues surrounding the swiftness or lack of swiftness of commercial and other cases. Do we have a timeline for when this may raise again, or how long this matter may take to resolve?
It doesn't appear to be it wouldn't meet the threshold for the commercial court, which would, that they only deal with million euro cases, and north of €1 million. So that's kind of the fast track court in the High Court. So you're looking at it going into the normal High Court system, and in cases like that, it's all down to the parties and how quickly they progress things. It would appear that a summary judgment is being sought here. So that would, if that is the case and it's not contested by the company, then the issue would be dealt with sooner rather than later. But if it does end up being contested, then it's anybody's guess as to how long it would take for the whole thing to unwind. One thing that was clear to me yesterday when I was looking into this, I spoke to Anthony O'Gara, the chief executive of the festival company, and he was unaware of the lawsuit at the time. He basically said that they hadn't been served with anything yet. He expected that, as it had kind of emerged on the High Court system, that they probably would hear something about it or be served over the next day or two. But at the moment, he didn't know anything about it and said he wasn't in a position to comment.
Yeah. And look, at any stage, it's open for the parties, or is it open for the parties here to resolve this out of court?
Oh, of course. Totally it is, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Shane. Listen, thanks for updating us on that and the details of it, that High Court action being taken by Dick Hengler against the Rosyth Relief Festival Limited. We'll see where it goes from here. But thanks very much, Shane Phelan. Shane Phelan there on the line, coming to us from the Irish Independent Legal Affairs Editor at the Irish Independent.